supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This time last summer, lucky stargazers were swapping stories about their close encounters with a coast-to-coast total solar eclipse. Let's look back and then ahead with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. And Derek, if I recall, you were among the lucky, 150 million plus Americans and others who took in this wonderful sight.
Just a few of us who decided to look up that day. You might categorize this event as the most watched astronomical event ever.
Now, the luck comes in finding a spot that happened to be clear overhead that day.
Right, and that's always a tricky situation. If you look at the path of totality across the United States from the West Coast all the way down to the southwestern portion of the United States, there were varying degrees of success in observing. Some of the locations that were deemed to be the best locations with the least possibility of rain had the largest amount of clouds and things of that nature. But at the same time, this event was carried so broadly that there was no way you could miss seeing some portion of the experience in a cloudless condition.
But for those who did miss it, when's the next opportunity?
Well, the cool thing is that there's another total solar eclipse that will traverse the United States, this time going from south to north, generally speaking, in 2024. That will be April 8th. So on that date, it's anticipated that even more people than the 154 million estimated to have seen last year's eclipse will take a chance on seeing this next one coming up.
Do the special solar specs get stale in the interim?
So this is one of the cool things about the solar eclipse glasses. Although they're billed as solar eclipse glasses, ostensibly for observing solar eclipses, they really are good for observing the sun at any time as long as they're well cared for. And this means that they aren't scratched, it's not punctured, anything like that that would really ruin the integrity of its capability to protect your eyesight. So these glasses that you may have procured for the last eclipse are good for observing the sun now and will be good for the solar eclipse coming up in 2024.
So from an incredible sight to hearing the moon like you've never heard it before.
Yes, yes. I discovered this just recently, that a visual artist working at NASA's Science Visualization Studios at Goddard Space Flight Center had put together just a beautiful complement to Debussy's classic piano composition, Clair de Lune. Now, Clair de Lune was written in the early portion of the 20th century, but Clair de Lune and the moon really don't come together in terms of our ability to explore the surface of the moon up close to this musical background until just now, when Ernie Wright puts the two together in this wonderful collection of images that were gathered by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. That's been orbiting the moon since 2009. Taking high-resolution images of the surface of the moon and mapping the moon like it hasn't been mapped before, actually.
You can check it out on YouTube as I did, and then what wonderful comments among them. This, science and technology can be tools for discovering great beauty in the universe, and play it again, Claude.
Yes, and the moon looks so good, you'll want to observe this over and over again.
Let's dare to stray from pure science to what some might deem science fiction.
Well, you might say it's science fiction, but actually we don't have enough data to know yet. We are talking about a realm of universal exploration that deserves quite a bit more examination and mind stretching. Here's a mind-blowing concept that has come to us from cosmologist Roger Penrose. Penrose was one of Stephen Hawking's best colleagues in exploration of the early history of the universe. Roger Penrose has come up with a really intriguing idea, how we might be able to locate the fingerprints of a previous universe that existed in this very region of space where we are now.
Previous universe.
Well, this is the problem here. We're talking about a concept that's really difficult for us to wrap our brains around because we haven't even really gotten used to the idea yet that there might have been a quote-unquote time before our universe ever existed. In fact, we can't even get back to the very beginning of time as it is with any sort of understanding of what the environment was really like. Penrose is now suggesting that in our universe, we can find what would essentially be the leftover watermark, if you will, of the existence of a previous universe.
And that's where Hawking comes into play.
Yes, that's where Hawking comes into play. What Penrose is suggesting is that black holes that existed in a previous universe eventually ate up all of the matter of that universe. Now, Hawking comes in when you look at how those black holes in that previous universe eventually evaporated. And they did so by the loss of certain kinds of particles. As black holes shrink up, these gravitons and protons are slowly emitted from the shrinking black holes, and this slow emission is what's known as Hawking radiation. Now, that Hawking radiation doesn't really pay attention to the laws of time and distance because these particles are massless. So what Penrose is suggesting is not that we see the black holes, but that we can see the imprint of this Hawking radiation as this watermark on the present universe of those gravitons and photons left over from the previous universe.
Say, Derek, what do you recommend taking for a mind-bender ache?
Oh, I'd say the biggest bottle of aspirin you can find.
And next week we'll take up concurrent in addition to consecutive universes.
And that would be equally challenging as well.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Fitz, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.